Did Sally Wenley love her book, The Improbable Life of Ricky Bird, is by Diane Campbell. Morena, Sally.
Morena, Catherine. Yes, so, it is an interesting book. Hey, Eleanor Oliphant is perfectly fine. I'd say it's sort of a little bit like that, a younger version. So I'll tell you what it's about. It starts with Ricky Bird, whose name was Victoria, but she wanted to be called Ricky. She's a feisty 12-year-old, and this is about her life. She's just going through puberty, and her mum and dad split up, and then they have to move. Now, they have to move from a UK housing estate in Brixton to Camden. So her younger brother, Ollie, and her mum, they move, but also with them, who tags along, is mum's new boyfriend, Dan. And she's not very amused with Dan because she's left her father behind and also a garden allotment that she used to spend hours in with him. And they move to like a first floor housing estate apartment, which is pretty grim. And it's a little bit sad just hearing the descriptions of it, which were really, really quite, blunt. Yeah. And she escapes this world by making up stories for her brother, who she obviously gets on really well with, and they hide in forts, which they made with blankets and cushions and in and around their apartment. And she's also a bit miffed that she's growing breasts, and she tries to wear tight clothes so no one notices, because she's really self-conscious around her group of new, I think the word would be probably frenemies in this housing estate. So she's a fit and feisty young girl who is very independent and is understandably struggling with this upheaval in her life. And I'm not going to say any more about the plot because there are a few twists and turns, and I don't want to give away any more about the storyline. And what did I think of it? Well, I had some really heartwarming laughs in it, and the way it's written from her perspective is pretty cool. I'll just read out something here. This is one of her new sort of frenemy friends. Abby was dressed like a mannequin from a pre-marked window in a strapless coral pink top with a gauzy poncho over the shoulders. She pouted her shiny pink lips and with a hand on her hip, twisted her body into an awkward selfie pose. She remained frozen like that for a surreal second or two before flopping into her chair with a bored ha. The previous day, when asked who she most admired, Abby had named Kim Kardashian. Ricky had asked her why. "Poise and grace," replied Abby. "Kardashian was a legend. She gave so much to the world. Too much." "A lot like Muhammad Ali, then." Abby made an icky face. "I don't listen to rap." So it made me chuckle that these young girls going through puberty and trying to be cool and learn about what is happening in society and their lives and impress each other. But it was really interesting at the beginning, more just seeing through the eyes of this 12 and then 13-year-old girl. However, it did get a wee bit monotonous in the end. Maybe a younger person would appreciate it.
Is it a younger reader's novel in content or what?
It's not, because, good question, it's really quite dark in places. Yeah.
So is it a case more of an adult reader going back to a time and a place and identifying with a time and a place, but with a character who's obviously facing some pretty significant challenges at the time?
Yes, it is. So it shows her naivety and her huge change in life. And it's written obviously by an adult, Diane, who's actually from New Zealand, Diane Connell, from New Zealand originally and lived in the UK. And I just think she didn't quite get it sometimes, because it was just some parts of it were just so sad. But that was the aim of the novel, I suppose. And I would recommend it, you might need a tissue or a handkerchief. Mm.
Thanks very much, and thanks for correcting the name too. I actually had the wrong name there, so we get that right for the readers. Thanks for the review. Sally Wenley has reviewed The Improbable Life of Ricky Bird, which is by Diane Connell, published by Simon & Schuster, $35 the price.